When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B out west, Ashburn, Virginia. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Not much. So what'd you have cooking this morning? I know you were out and about.
Went over to a little training thing for Rude and FH Fur together.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Was Jimbo there?
How's Jimbo the, and Jim.
Oh, the gyms, the
yeah,
power
the duo. Gyms were there.
Very cool. very cool. I had a relatively uneventful morning. Took the girls to school. It is Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Which I believe is a very solemn day in the Jewish faith. And it also meant less traffic, at least driving.
That's the reason the traffic was less today.
Well, Montgomery County schools were out.
Yeah, we're talking about too. Loudoun County's out for sure, I know.
I would think, I don't know, but I would think most D.C. local schools are out, but I could be wrong on that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Beltway is undefeated. Beltway's got traffic no matter what. I also wonder, I think the government is shut down now.
Yeah,
I don't know, essential, non-essential, and everything else. It's a complicated process.
That's another aspect.
But I think that is all a factor. We are out in Ashburn as the Commanders get ready for the Chargers, man. You gave me these stats yesterday. You know, there's a lot to think about with this Chargers team. Coming off a loss to the Giants under Jim Harbaugh. Granted, he's only been there for a year now. The Chargers have been way better against the AFC than they have against the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time the Chargers are hosting the Commanders since 2017. That 2017 game, I worked it. It was bizarre. It was at the MLS stadium. It was super, super weird. And the Chargers kicked the Commanders' ass, the then Redskins. And honestly, dude, it was weird. Like, there are very few times where I'm down on the sideline pregame and you can feel a lack of energy.
Mm-hmm.
That Chargers game was one of them. I would say the Atlanta game last week was one of them too. But in that game, if you remember, the Chargers, I'll look up the final, but it was a butt kicking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe it was Bashaud Breeland. Somebody had a late pick six in that game and were celebrating like they just won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Gruden just being so pissed. Not at the pick six. You're happy to get the pick six. But the final score in that game, it was 30-13. So I believe it was like 30-6 in the fourth quarter.
That.
And then they got a pick six. It was 30-6 in the fourth quarter. Bree had a 96-yard pick six.
Kind of hard not to celebrate that, though.
2.5 minutes left in the game.
Kind of hard not to celebrate 96 yards.
You go 96 yards, for sure.
Yeah, it's not easy to do. I understand we losing the game, but that was at least something to cheer about.
Melvin Gordon scored 2 touchdowns in that game, I believe. That would be about a year, maybe a year and a half before my my infamous Melvin Gordon story with you in Minneapolis. I can tell you. I bought the vodka Red Bull. Melvin provided something else. We had a great time. Who knew you could just – the smoking section was open at the Minneapolis W Hotel.
Ooh,
I know
W,
that.
Boy, whoa. that was interesting.
That was my welcome to the Super Bowl moment night. Because I was like, damn, this is going.
This is fun.
Speaking of fun, I think it's going to be the opposite. Both Commanders coordinators will speak to the media today. Mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. Where do you think Joe Witt's having any fun right now?
No, I don't think he is. I think Joe is basically probably as irritated as we are that the things that he's hoping for, wished for, and has installed is not working the proper way. I can believe he's pissed off just like everybody else is.
Yeah. Being pissed doesn't necessarily help anything, though. You know,
it doesn't,
mean?
But there are those who can be pissed, but they still can work. And they understand that we still got to get something done. But there are also those who get pissed and then they can't move forward. I don't believe he's that way. But if you don't show some level of being pissed with how young people act today, they don't think nothing is wrong.
Yeah.
So you got to at least make sure they understand, I'm not satisfied with the crap I've been seeing.
So we had an episode of All Ears last night, and I wanted to try to figure out, like, it's easy to just kind of be like, oh, this defense sucks, or this team doesn't look as good as last year. But there's always a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there is empirical data that can help explain that. And defensively, to me, one of the biggest problems, and I'm not, let me be clear, I'm not blaming the secondary, because as you've correctly pointed out, you need pressure up front. Like, it all works in coordination, right?
Yep.
But to me, the biggest problem with the defensive performance thus far has been big plays.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, like, you can figure that out empirically. So Kerwin and I went through the numbers last night before the show. Last year in the first four games, defensively, and I wanted to do the first four because that's the exact comp, right? These are the first four games. Those were the first four games. And if you remember, Tampa looked, in week one of 2024, people were like, yo, this team's not going to win a game. This defense is going to get shredded.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they kind of figured some stuff out. In the first four games last year, they had 10 plays of 20 or more pass yards. Okay? They had one play of 40 or more pass yards.
All right.
Through the first four games this year, 12 plays of 20 or more pass yards.
Mm-hmm.
Five plays of 40 or more yards. We could probably name them off the top of our head.
Yeah.
You had the Bijan, the London, the Kraft in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Tucker, I think, got loose for maybe two of them in that Raider game. Like, five plays of 40 or more pass yards in four games is terrible. And those big plays, think about it just as a percentage increase from last season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 500% increase in giving up these giant plays. And if I had to identify any one thing, that is top of mind. And that is not an indictment on just the secondary or just the pass rush. It's the group overall.
It's everybody together.
And if I can identify that, I sure as hell think the folks in that building.
I'm sure they've identified it. And I think also the whole thing about it is, hell, let's be real. A lot of that is tackling as well.
Yep.
Okay. Getting pressure on the passer. Communication in the secondary. So if you go through it, we know last year may have been one thing. This year is 3-4. See, that's the difference between the big plays happening last year. Maybe last year you just didn't get pressure, but everything else was working. This year you're not getting pressure. The communication doesn't seem to be there. Ain't nobody's tackling. That's three right there. I keep going to get something else. So it's more things are a problem this year than it was last, which is kind of odd that you got a lot of these guys back.
Well, and in the two wins, the pressure's been really good.
Yeah.
So, like, those stats are kind of crazy considering they're 2-2. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I could statistically paint you a picture where it looks like they should be way worse than that. But, you know, you persevere. I think the other side of this is you want to play complementary football. One thing that helps the defense is when the offense is on the field. They did that incredibly well last season. The offense had really long drives. They were winning time of possession.
True.
And dude, if you think about where we are just in the calendar by now, they lost week one in Tampa. They won week two against New York in a pretty weird game where you wonder if they lose if New York has a kicker. Brian Daboll that thing, right? But by week three and week four, they were cooking.
Yeah.
Monday night, they go to Cincinnati. The offense, what, they put up 40 in that game, I believe. Then the whole
30 team. 38.
Yeah, maybe it was 38-34 yeah. Final or whatever. Then the whole team travels out to Arizona. A lot of people for the week four game against Arizona were like, all right, you know, this team might have something, but now they've got to prove it back-to-back roadies. They sure as hell did. That was a beatdown of the Cardinals. They won that thing 42-14.
Mm-hmm.
By this point last year, they were rolling. And any conversation, three of their first four were on the road. Any conversation of slow starts on the road, any of that did not exist.
Nope.
Fast forward a year, it doesn't look like that.
Yeah, it's a totally different year, though. I mean,
right,
and the
exactly.
thing of it is, they have to find out what's their mindset and what's their calling card this year, not last year. See, what's happening is we as fans and media people are looking at what they did last year. They probably are understanding how things were last year, but they're not really focusing on that this year. And we do judge them based off of the successful year last year. It's a new team. And this team hadn't hit their stride anywhere close to being yet.
Well, and so I pointed out what I thought were the flaws defensively, just in the big plays, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you give up five plays of 40 or more is pretty absurd. Offensively, this is a rhythm offense. They want to get into tempo. They want to play fast. To do that, you got to possess the football.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go on long drives, right? In the first four games last year, B, offensively, they went for at least 22 first downs in every game. And against the Cardinals, they had 29 first downs.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about the possession involved with that, right? Like 29 first downs is a lot of plays.
Totally.
At least 22 first downs in the first four games. This year, through four games, week one against the Giants in what was a good effort, they had 25 first downs.
All right.
In the subsequent three games, they haven't gotten over 20. In fact, in the last two, including the win over the Raiders, which was there was a lot of help from special teams in that game. Remember that. They've had only 17 first downs. And against the Packers, where they really got shut down, they only had 15 first downs.
Some of that is five not being on the field as well. Because
totally.
He has a different way of doing things, and he can cover up some stuff. And
his ability on third down to
make
plays.
I heard someone say yesterday, and I totally agree with him, he didn't just cover up things for the lack of things on offense. He covered up for the lack of things defensively as well. Because what they did with the long drives and scoring touchdowns at the end put pressure on the other offensive coordinator who had to start calling one-dimensional. And when you're going one-dimensional, you know what you do? You make a subpar defense look a lot better. Because then they can defend that a lot better. That's not happening this year.
Totally.
You know, so a lot of it comes down to being able to stay successful offensively. And allow those guys to go on the field with a little bit more health and a little bit more being in a little bit more rested. Because right now the defense was not – they didn't have a chance to get rest in Atlanta.
Well, to that point, I looked these numbers up as well. Through four games, Washington is 27th in the NFL offensively at converting third downs.
Mm-hmm.
33%. 27th in the NFL. Last year they were excellent. They converted third downs 45% of the time. They were sixth in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, when you hear coaches talk about complementary football, those are the numbers that matter. Like, yeah. If your offense can't sustain drives and stay on the field, then your defense is getting their ass kicked. They're giving up big plays, but they're also giving up little plays because they're just gassed.
Yeah.
And when we try to wrap our brains around, okay, in the two losses, the D-line can't generate pressure, maybe because they're on the field the whole time.
Yeah, but they didn't generate early either.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's like, listen, man, you can look at the numbers, and the numbers can tell whatever story you want them to tell. But when you watch the actual game, the energy was not there against Atlanta. The energy was not there against Green Bay. They brought energy against the Giants. They brought energy against the Raiders. Ultimately, it comes down to, you know, you start a game off with no energy, and then all of a sudden you're down quickly. The game becomes one-sided, and then you're chasing. You know, and when you're chasing from behind on the football field, you normally lose, unless you got Pat Mahomes. Just say it like that. They have to, like you said, get into a rhythm. Not only offensively, but as a team. When you see them having success offensively, the defense seems to be getting a little bit more rhythm and a little bit more excitement as well. And they feed off each other. It could just be, like we talk every year about every team every year is totally new.
Totally.
They just haven't hit that chemistry yet.
Sure.
And when they hit the chemistry, then maybe things can happen better because there are some players on the team in positions that are better this year than they were last year. And you have to understand if they can start rolling, things could change up. I look at it last year where we were questioning things, like you said, after the first game. We were.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden they hit a stride, and they fed off of that. They fed off of each other. They had fun on the sideline.
Yeah.
You look at the sideline some this year, they're not really having a lot of fun.
To that point, last year I remember very well – as they were in the midst of a three-game losing streak in the middle of the season while Jaden was playing through a rib injury, Bobby Wagner saying, it's pro football. There's highs and lows. You just got to stick with it and get through it. And they came out the other side and started playing really well again. Yesterday in the locker room, I asked Bobby, I was like, hey, man, you know, you talked about the ebbs and flows of pro football. Does this feel like it did last year? He's like, it really kind of does, and the best way is just to get out there, keep playing, play our way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but think five back on the field could make a tremendous difference in a lot of these ways. He energizes things a lot of different ways. It's not just the offensive side of the ball that feels that. I think that could be a big factor this week in returning.
But, you know, when I talk about have to establish a running game and do this and do that. I don't mean just when Mariota's on the field. They need to do the same damn thing when five is on the field. See, the misnomer is that, oh, five here, everything's right. If they do the things that they did last week with five on the field, five now has become Superman.
Right.
He gets hit more. You don't want that to happen.
Right.
Everybody else got to come along too because the guy that's exceptional – when everybody else doing their job, he becomes even more exceptional. If they're not doing their job, then he becomes just super. Not exceptional. He's just a little bit better than average. So right now he's coming back. Everybody else has to take a step too. And if they don't, this could be a weird one.
Totally.
So they need to take their steps forward as well.
I mean, to the point of this could be a weird one, the Chargers are 5-1 in their last six against Washington. Like, does that mean anything? Like, I remember LaDainian Tomlinson hitting like a 30-yard walk-off overtime touchdown.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything now? Probably not.
That means absolutely nothing because you're talking about six games of six totally different teams. Some of them different coaching regimes and everything else.
The Chargers and Commanders and formerly Redskins don't play each other very often, so those six games could be over the course of the last 20 years.
Tell them they 5-1, but I know
you
that
gave
one,
me all these stats.
That one in the Super Bowl is when they got their butts kicked. When they played in the Super Bowl, what happened to the Chargers?
I'm talking about – what are you talking about?
I'm saying when they meet later on, they get their butts whipped. I don't care about none of those stats. Like, I gave this stat just to look at stuff. I don't care about none of them because eventually, if I'm talking about what happened in 1960, 70, 80, in 2025, I'm wasting my damn time. Rules are different in football. The whole mindset in football is different. I don't care.
Let's. I want a quick shout out. I want to wish a happy birthday to D. We have a loyal listener, our guy Curtis. He's down in Myrtle Beach with his wife, and he said he booked breakfast reservations for 10. And she said, aren't JP and B-Mitch on at that time? He said, yeah, but it's your birthday. She said, nah, let's listen for an hour, and then we'll go get breakfast at 11.
I like that.
So
I like that.
Happy birthday to D. I hope you enjoy your what looks like a wonderful trip down to Myrtle Beach for for your birthday.
Man, he married a good one there.
Yeah, for sure.
Most of them be like, B-Mitch, to hell with them.
David Aldridge joins the program next. Nobody go anywhere.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where it's B-Mitch and Finley. B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. David Aldridge from The Athletic in D.C. You can give him a follow at David Aldridge D.C. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. D.A., what's up, man? How are you, buddy?
I'm good, fellas. What's happening?
Chilling, man.
All right.
Hoping for some more enthusiastic football. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be a good start. To start well as opposed to waiting until you're down 10-0, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you make of the slow starts on the road, D.A.?
I don't know. I mean, well, first, look, Green Bay's good. That's one thing. Green Bay's really good, especially at home. And they just had a bad night in all phases, I thought, against Green Bay. But the Falcons game was the one that I'm not sure how that happened. Like, that's the team that just got beat 30-0 by a bad team. You know what I mean? Like, and you know they're going to play better at home, but still, like, yeah, I mean, that's not – and, you know, all due respect to the Falcons fan base, that's not exactly, you know, going into Pittsburgh or one of the you know, harder places to play. Like, there's no reason for you to be not coming out on all cylinders. And they just let the other team take the fight to them from jump. And to me, it wasn't so much – like, I know the bust on Bijan that everybody's talking about. Like, I get it. That's a bad matchup for Bobby. It just is. It's a bad matchup for anybody. You know, to me, it's like, who on your team do you expect will be able to cover Bijan Robinson out in the flat by themselves? Like, you know what I'm saying? That, to me, that's difficult. But to me, it was more like the second and longs. They had them in a bunch of second and longs the whole game. And the Falcons kept converting them, like second and 12, second and 14, second and 16. And they would just easily convert it or make it third and one, you know, and you're supposed to get off the field when you put a team in that many second and long situations, and they rarely did.
No, Dave, I remember back in the day where we had guys, Monty Coleman in particular, would go around all week saying, don't worry about what that score was last week. And I don't know if it's still the same. I know a lot of things have changed in football. But I would hope it's somebody that makes sure guys understand. Team could lose 30-0 the week before. Then come out and whoop your ass just like that Atlanta did to us. If you don't come out there thinking that that team is not that bad. You come out there thinking, oh, man, we're going to beat them easily. Once that's in your mind, you're getting your butt whipped, point blank.
Yeah, that can you know that happens, B. It still happens
all
now. It always happens all the time. And maybe there were a couple guys that felt that way. Well, who knows? I can't get in guys' heads, so I'm not going to pretend that. I can't get in 53 guys' heads for sure. So I don't know if they took them light or what, but they didn't. They did not play like they had appropriate fear, as Greg Popovich used to always say. You know what I mean? Like he used to always talk about. You know, you don't have to. You don't have to play afraid, but you have to realize those other people getting paid too. You know, and if you don't come correct, they can embarrass you. And certainly, look, just put Bijan on tape. That's all you need to know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't have to, regardless, we still got to stop that guy. And they ain't stop that guy, you know, so.
I totally. defensively, coverage busts have been a problem. Now, I think it's overly simple that folks just want to point to the corner that's chasing a receiver. Obviously, football is a far more complex game. The pass rush really didn't show up in Atlanta. That said, when you look at the numbers behind some of these coverage busts, like the amount of big plays they're giving up, what do you see, D.A.?
I mean, I think it is a combination of a bunch of things. You're right. You know, when you don't get consistent pressure, they've gotten pressure in the two games they've won. They haven't gotten pressure in the two games they've lost, right? Like, so... you know, that's a big part of the success of the back seven is what the front four or front five or front six, whatever you do, what they do in terms of getting the ball out the quarterback's hands faster than he wants to get it out. That's going to impact what happens at the back end, right? So when Jordan Love has all day to wait for Tucker Kraft to go up the seam 25 yards before he throws the ball, yeah, guess what? He's going to go for a long way on that play, you know? So you got, you know, it is what they talk about, complementary football, but you still have to cover guys. Like, you know, like the job of whoever, whether you're in man or zone or it's a combo, whatever it is, I have to cover this person at some point in the play, right? Yeah. So I got to do that. That's my job. And if you're not, if Drake London's running wild, running open all day, you know, that's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what happens, no matter what goes on, that's got to get tightened up. I don't think Marshawn's playing as bad as everybody says he's playing, but he's got to be more impactful. Like, you got to have some pass breakups, if nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying you have to have five picks by this time, but you should have a few more PBUs. You know what I mean? Like, you get that.
Yeah.
You do need to have some of those to make it. you know what I'm saying? Like, so, and again, I'm not blaming him for every time a guy's run open because sometimes he might be expecting help over the top. But at some point, you do have to cover the guy that comes through your area, whether it's man or zone. You got to, you're responsible for that guy, and that guy can't get open.
Dave, you watch football for a long time, man, and you hear coaches, I'm sure, back before I was playing, when I was playing, and today. Wrap up. Where has the wrap up gone in tackling?
You know where it's going to be. You know exactly where it's going. Where two-a-days went. Where tackling and pads, where playing in pads on day one went. You know what I mean? Like, you know where it went. If you don't practice tackling, guess what? You don't tackle well. So there's nothing you can do to simulate it. I asked Quinn that question during training camp. Like, how do you get guys to tackle well when you don't tackle in practice? Like, so there's no mystery to that one. Like, I think you see it around the league. I don't think it's unique to Washington. I think you see it around the league. People don't practice tackling. Don't get better at it.
I see is this, though. If they just wrap up. You may like just grab a guy and my buddy just sent me a video of women rugby.
Yeah.
They were wrapping up.
Yeah.
They were tackling. I didn't see one person just throw a forearm. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I think If a guy that's 200 pounds, 250, 300, grabs another guy and wraps his arms around him, that other guy is not going anywhere.
Right.
But if that guy just bumps him, that guy bumps him, he can keep going. And a lot of times the bump, you know what the bump does? Gives you more momentum.
And right. The guy keeps running. Push you closer to the hole.
Exactly. So if they could just wrap up, I feel, and I think, like, people think that we tackled to the ground back in the day. What Coach Gibbs did, he called it full speed butt up. So they wrap their arms, lift you off the ground, and sit you back down.
Right.
But you know what they did? They did wrap their arms around you.
Right, yeah.
What they do today, they run by a guy and go, ooh, I had you.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
I think
that has to change.
There's a bunch of different things, right? Part of it is, again, I just don't think they practice tackling enough. Like, you just, we practice every situation, we practice every simulation, we practice 2 minute, we practice 4 minute, we practice special teams, we practice all these things. You don't practice tackling. So what do you expect is going to happen when somebody's going full speed on a football field and you ain't practiced it? You ain't practiced how to get that guy down on the ground. So that's part of it. I think part of it is some guys may be reluctant to go full speed because they're worried about getting a penalty, you know, because you don't know what a penalty is now. You try to come full speed, hit a guy in the chest, he lowers his head, you get hit 15-yard penalty for hitting him in the helmet. Like, when that wasn't your intent at all, right? So I think some of it's that, right? Mm-hmm. And some of it, again, is just, I think, bad technique. You know, I don't know if that's again, are they being taught bad technique or are they – practicing bad technique? That's where I don't know. But it's not, you're not seeing what we used to see, which was when a guy got hit, he got hit and he stayed down. Unless it was Riggins, you know, 230-pound guy, you know, like 240-pound guy with speed like John had, you know, like, unless it was someone like that, when guys got hit, they stayed hit. That doesn't happen anymore. And I think part of it is because they're, like you said, they're flying by guys instead of wrapping up, instead of trying to actually grab them. They just throw a body part at them and think that's going to be enough, and it's not.
Nope, it's not.
D.A., Jaden back on the field. How big of a deal? What does that do for this team?
Well, you know, he's the show. Like, we know what it does for him. He's the show. I worry about a guy, you know, I don't know what level of sprain it was. I don't know if it was level, you know, grade one or grade two. If it can't be grade three. He wouldn't be playing if it's grade three. But if it's grade one or grade two, that changes the calculus a little bit. So you worry about, you know, the thing that makes Jaden is that he has premier escapability and a premier arm, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what makes him impossible almost to defend, because he can do either of those things. You take one of those away, I'm not saying he's easy to defend. I'm saying he's easier to defend. You know, so until I see him running with somebody chasing him with that brace on, I can't tell you how effective he's going to be out there, which is why I really do believe this is a game that you put on the offensive line and the tight ends, and you say, you know what, guys? If we don't give up explosives, if y'all tighten up a little bit on the defensive side, we can win this game 21-14 or 21-17. We're going to run the football 40 times this time. That's what we're doing Sunday in Los Angeles. Because I'm not dropping Jaden Daniels back 30 times, and I don't know what he can do back there yet. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm not putting him at risk. I'm not putting the franchise at risk, let's be honest, by putting him back there when I haven't seen him play yet. Now, if he stutter steps a dude and goes 40 yards down the field with a brace on, okay, I'm good. That's all I need to see. But I'm not chancing it. I'm not leaving that to chance.
Yeah.
So I'm making Trent Scott tight end eligible 15, 16 times. You know, I'm going 12 personnel as much as I can. I'm trying to stay ahead of the sticks. If I get 3 yards on first down or 3 yards in second down, that's fine. It's 3rd and 4. You know what I mean? I can make that. But I'm going to run the ball as much as I can. Even if I'm behind, I'm going to keep running the ball as much as I can, because I cannot get Jaden Daniels hurt worse than he's hurt right now. That can't happen.
Yeah, see, going into the last game, I felt that I said that they had to establish a run, run the game, because you want to protect the quarterback. Yeah. And I saw how they ran the offense against the Raiders, and I saw what they were trying to do against Atlanta. I feel if Jaden's on the field, you need to be the same way. Don't just adjust it because he's on the field. Give him as much protection as you give anybody else. Then he becomes even more dangerous.
Right. So if you want to, you want it to be about his arm, okay, let's max protect him. We're going to max protect a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sending two guys out in the pattern or three guys out in the pattern. I'm not going empty. You know what I mean? Like, and this is where I think Cliff Kingsbury is pretty smart. He understands what where Jaden is. They know where physically Jaden is. I can't tell you if he's 100%. I don't think he is. Is he 90, 92? 84? I don't know. You know, so we'll find out Sunday. But again, I'm not chancing it, is what I'm saying. I'm not leaving that to chance that he either he takes off and gets hit and falls awkwardly, or he tries to take off and the knee isn't ready for him to go that way. I can't have that happen. So if he's going to play, then I'm going to do everything I can to make it an easy, safe day for him. And again, you want to win the game. I understand that. You don't want to lose two in a row. I understand that. It's October 1st, October 2nd. Ain't nothing being decided in week 5. I need Jaden Daniels in week 17. You know what I'm saying? So you have got to be prudent until he's 100% again. You've got to be.
D.A., we're saying to Cliff, yo, you got to run the ball. You got to be safe.
Yeah.
Jaden was asked yesterday, I got to be smarter. I got to understand the balance of protecting myself. But when the game's on the line, I'm going to do whatever I need to do. Do you think Jaden will protect himself more?
I mean, look, professional athletes always think they're bulletproof. Nobody, even guys that are hurt, are like, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. I would never ask an athlete to mentally say, well, I was going to run, but I need to save myself for week 17. That's not for him to decide. That's for play callers to decide. That's for the head coach to decide. You know what I'm saying? So when he's out on the field, he's going to do what he's going to do. I'm not
– totally.
Your instinct takes over. I get that. That's not – I'm saying don't put him in dozens of plays where he has to make that decision in real time. I'm saying take that off the table. If he has to, if you can limit it to 5 or 6 in a game, okay, I can live with those odds. What I can't live with is, you know, a good outcome 20 times by putting him in harm's way. That I can't do.
DA, we got to run. Thank you for the time, man. We'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you.
Take care, man.
That is the great David Aldridge. Give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Later today, you're going to hear from Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury. Nobody go anywhere.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can control that.
I think DA was being a bit facetious when he said run the ball 50 times. Do you think
if they have success with it, don't stop it? I guarantee you that. If you see you're running the ball effectively, and you keep doing that and you keep running effectively, you got a whole – that's another way of saying we gave him another week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, listen, people hated the Patriots in the past. I loved the Patriots the way I watched them. I'm watching the game, and I see Tom throw the ball 40-something times this week. Next week, they ran it 50. They ran whatever worked that week. And I think when you have the capabilities of doing both, if you can do it, you keep doing it.
Coming into this game, Commanders played four games. They are 17th in the NFL in rush attempts. They've ran the ball 105 times in four games. They're second in rush yards. They're averaging almost 6 yards a pop on the ground. Now, a big number that skews that is quarterbacks that run. So, and they've also hit some big ones, especially McNichols going for 60 on one carry is going to impact it. Run. Mm-hmm. Those are going to impact your numbers, but you would like to see them run the ball. real quick, I wanted to shout out Maryland Governor Wes Moore. It was pretty fun. Last night, I was doing all ears, and Wes was at the studio. He was on Nebraska Ave at Channel 4 for an interview with Sean Yancey, which I wasn't really aware of. I had heard, like, yeah, the governor's coming, but, like, over there, there's, you know, it's a big space, and and so I was doing the show live.
He walked in.
And he just walked on in. And listen, when you're Maryland Governor Wes Moore, walk on in. We will figure it out, dude. It was a very fun, cool moment.
He's a cool dude, man.
Yeah, dude. Very cool.
Yeah.
And I think a bunch of guys were kind of laughing. Like, a bunch of the people there didn't know that Wes and I were cool. Mm-hmm. And they're like, one of the guys was like, so he would recognize you and, like, say hello? I was like, yeah, man. He would. so it was a fun night. I got a lot of numbers to look at for this game. There's a lot to consider. In just a few minutes, we will get to hear from Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury. Later in the program, we're going to do some fantasy talk. Our guy Ian Harditz is going to join us. And then Matt Money Smith with the preview of the Chargers coming up at 1:30. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.